Welcome back to Words Accompanied by the Spirit. This is episode number 92, entitled, When You Don't Love You. So today I received news that I have a second grandchild on the way. My son is black and his significant other is white. Although I believe that all children are a blessing from the Lord, I am aware that man, in his evil, torments one another because they don't love themselves. How this pertains to my grandchild is that he may be innocently made to feel rejected and unwanted through no fault of his own. I want to share some things that the Spirit has imparted to me. There are people who are so fearful of being annihilated and becoming extinct that the enemy has been able to use them since they came forth from darkness. Their origins are clear in how they steal, kill, and destroy. The love of eating blood, animalistic behaviors, and why they love beasts more than people. This evil does not discriminate, and I see it in the faces of humans from all origins, races, and backgrounds every day. God imparted to me that an individual who regards the life of an animal more than a human is unstable, in that he wants to control and conquer, but at the same time be loved unconditionally. It is impossible with other people that are different because of how he sees himself. The spirits behind such are dark and sinister, able to manipulate them into creating all kinds of havoc and destruction because of their own deeply rooted feelings of inferiority and low self-esteem. I am asking you to look closely at those around you. Man in and of himself are flawed, brute beasts, simply ignorant and foolish, no matter the color. If you look and listen to a certain group, or any group for that matter, as God has put me in certain environments, and I can attest that having lacked the knowledge of God are stupid. Pay attention to their words and deeds while you remember this. Let no one deceive himself. If anyone among you thinks that he is wise in this age, let him become a fool, discarding his worldly pretensions and acknowledging his lack of wisdom, so that he may become truly wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness, absurdity, stupidity before God. For it is written in Scripture, He, meaning God, is the one who catches the wise and clever in their craftiness. And again, the Lord knows the thoughts of the humanly wise, that they are useless. 1 Corinthians 3:18 through 20 of the Amplified Version. Once you start to see the futility of the conversations and actions, even when they boast using big words, you must realize that something more malevolent is at work. Literally, how can some so ignorant rule the world? But in those days, false prophets arose among the people, just as there will be false teachers among you, who will subtly introduce destructive heresies, even denying the master who bought them, bringing swift destruction on themselves. Many will follow their shameful ways, and because of them, the way of truth will be maligned. And in their greed, they will exploit you with false arguments and twisted doctrine. Their sentence of condemnation, which God has decreed from a long time ago, is not idle, but is still in force. And their destruction and deepening misery is not asleep, but is on its way. 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 through 3 of the Amplified Version. When you experience God's agape love and appreciate that you are fearfully and wonderfully made, because the devil attacks us strongly in our insecurities and how we view ourselves, You become love incarnate, embodying yourself. This may be the most ominous spirit that walks the earth because it deceives us into pride and arrogance as a cover for brokenness, molding us in our corruptible flesh, willing to dismantle, massacre, and eradicate those around us. What is left, and I will confirm by his word, is to then self-destruct. Because you don't know love, you never knew him. Here is a clear example of the malice in this spirit or spirits. Some distance from them, a large herd of pigs were grazing. The demons began begging him, "If you drive us out, send us into the herd of pigs." And he, meaning Jesus, said to them, "Go." So they came out of the men and went into the pigs, and the whole herd rushed down the steep bank into the sea and died in the water. Matthew 8 verses 30 and 32 of the Amplified Version. Hence the importance of self-accountability, working out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Intimacy with God, who is love, is the only way that we can break free of this high-ranking principality, this spiritual wickedness in high places. It seeks to devour and decimate mankind in the flesh, knowing the fate that awaits it and those that are deceived by it. We are warned to be wise as serpents, but gentle as doves for a reason. If you don't seek and worship God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit in awe, fearing, reverence, and truth, without his guidance and discernment, you will be like a deer in the headlights. You won't see it coming. If you don't face your truths and stop playing with God, you will die in your sin. I tell you this under the guidance of the Holy Spirit and with a heavy heart. Being far from perfect, I repent of my behavior daily and attempt to do better. The Spirit grieves me because he loves me and I love him. Seek God. Seek his love. Seek truth and understanding and stop being tossed to and fro. Time is running out. Remember that God is the potter and we are the clay. Who are any of us to complain about who we are or to deceive ourselves into thinking we are more than? Both are considered evil unto the Lord. The simplest but most effective weaponry in Satan's arsenal is to pick you apart in how you perceive yourself and how you feel others observe you. Always coming from a place of love, thank you for joining us again at Words Accompanied by the Spirit. Thank you.